podcast? Why your VO3 AI fails? Alex, hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex Rivera, and today we've got something really cool on the docket. Absolutely, we're diving into why so many creators are struggling with their VO3 and Kling AI videos on TikTok. This is going to be eye-opening. For sure, so let's get right into it. A lot of creators are pouring money into these high-end tools, and yet they're still getting ignored by TikTok's algorithm. It's a real head-scratcher. Yeah, I can totally see that. What do you think is going wrong for them? Well, first off, TikTok doesn't care about 4K resolution. I see so many creators stressing over the highest quality settings in VO 3.1. But the reality is, TikTok thrives on 1080 by 1920 content. It's like trying to use a Ferrari engine on a golf cart. That's a wild analogy. So it sounds like they have all this power, but they're not using it correctly for the platform? Exactly. If your content isn't formatted for that fast-paced TikTok vibe, it's not going to work. So first fix, make sure your VO3 AI videos are in portrait mode. Got it. And what about the cost? I hear there's a big difference between these tools. Oh, the cost can be a real killer. When you're running a channel, you need to keep an eye on the cost per minute of footage. Some creators are paying crazy amounts just to get basic content out there. That makes sense. So is there a strategy to maximize your budget while still producing great content? Absolutely. The pros these days are using multiple AI video platforms at once. A study found that about 75% of studios are using 2 to 3 tools simultaneously. It's not about brand loyalty. It's about getting the best results. So, kind of like portfolio diversification for video creation? Exactly. And speaking of fixing things, let's talk about text and audio, which are hidden traps for many creators using VO3 and Kling AI. Oh, right. I've seen some AI-generated text that's just unrecognizable. Right? I've tried getting Kling to render simple text like sale or watch this, and half the time it looks like alien hieroglyphics. Bad text rendering is actually the number one reason people swipe away from AI content. Jordan, wow, I didn't know that. So what do you recommend for text? Alex, don't rely on the AI for text. Use your editing software for that part. Just let the AI handle the visuals and you handle the words. Makes total sense. What about audio? I know, VO3 has some native features. It does, but here's the kicker. TikTok wants trending sounds. If you use audio generated by VO, it can mess up your chances of getting categorized properly by the algorithm. So it's better to mute the AI-generated audio and layer in those trending clips instead? Exactly. It might feel counterintuitive to ignore a feature you've paid for, but it can really help boost your views. That sounds like a smart hack. Now, speed is another big issue, right? You bet. If you're trying to crank out 3 videos a day, you can't afford to be waiting around for generation times. How long are we talking about? With the free version of Kling, I've been stuck staring at a progress bar for hours. It's brutal. If you're serious, you need the paid tier, which takes about 5 to 10 minutes per clip. That's a lot better, but I've heard about some other options like Runway Gen 4 Turbo. Yeah, Runway is lightning fast. It can spit out a video in just 30 seconds. But remember, it comes at a higher cost per minute. So it sounds like you have to balance speed and quality pretty carefully. Absolutely. Here's the workflow. I suggest start with a fast, low-quality generator for your ideas, then draft in. Kling AI for the bulk work. Finally, polish your hero shots in. VO 3.1 for that professional touch. So that method sounds like it could save a ton of money while still keeping your content looking great. Exactly. Stop trying to force one tool to do everything. Use Kling for the bulk of your work, VO for the beauty shots, and keep your wallet happy in the process. Such good advice. So to sum it up, what are the key takeaways for our listeners? Alex, focus on the right format, mix your tools, and don't let the AI handle everything. Be strategic, and your TikTok game will definitely improve. Well said. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next one.